Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yom Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Mar, continuing with our analysis of the Braita about Shchut Echutz. Mishigvel Aleh Anachayav Al Shalshem Patur Al Shal Azazel. So if you have the two Seirim and shechted them both outside before the Hagrala, you chayav for both. But once you did the Hagrala, you only chayav for Shalshem. Tan Rabbanan, Ishish, Beit Yisrael, Sheishchat, Shoro, Chesavo, Ez Machaneo, Sheishchat, Nukhus, Alchaneo, Betach, Omed, Oy, Vyo, Kiv, Korban, Adonai, Vinichrat, Tahishohu, etc. The prohibition and the punishment of Shchut Echutz. E korban. If it just says korban, then shomayan yafil kochem berakavai shenku korban. And shomayan krevet korban adonai in the mechamet midyan. The loot is called korban. So I might think it even applies to berakavayit. So if you took an animal that was berakavayit and slaughtered outside, v'chayav tamanoma petach omoed lo haviyo. Therefore, the pasuk says for not bringing it to the front of the ohel moed. You're only chayav for things that could come in, which means it's kodesh mizbeach. We'll see elushen in the petach ohel moed. So I got rid of betach abayit velotzi parat chatat usir mishtalech shura ulavoy al petach ohel moed. But I will not include parat duma and sir mishtalech I will not exclude them because they could come to petach ohel moed. Talmud Lomar Lashem. Therefore, it says, bringing it to Hashem. Mishum Yuchadim Lashem, things that belong to God. Yatzoy Lashem Yuchadim Lashem, as opposed to these which have outside functions. Vel Hashem Lotzihu, is Lashem really used as an exclusionary word? Raminu Yeratzelu Korban Yishel Adonai. This is about Otovet Pino and about Mechuser Zman, about a korban on the before the seventh day. Only after the seventh day is it accepted. Elu Ishim. How do I know that you cannot even remakdish it during that time before it's on the eighth day? Tamalomar korban lashem. Rabot sari mishtaleach. It's even there to include sari mishtaleach, but it can't be mechuser zman, which we'll investigate a little bit further down. So, why is lashem considered exclusionary in the context of shchut echutz and inclusive in the context of mechuser zman? So, Rava Hatam and Yanar Krav, Hacham and Yanar Krav. It's all contextual. Hatam de El Petach Lerabot, El Petach Omoed with Shchut Echutz is including all sorts of korbanot. Lashem Lahotzi. Therefore, Lashem narrows that definition. Hacha de Ishel Lahotzi. Here you have Ishel Lashem excludes things that aren't brought on the fire. Lashem Lerabot. Therefore, Lashem is always coming to sort of counteract the previous term. Now, Tam and Rabbi Rachmana, let's look at Sar Mishtaleach. The only reason that Sar Mishtaleach is included is because Lashem, that word, included it for the issue of Mechuser Zman. Halo Rabbi, Havimena, Sar Mishtaleach, Kodesh Mechuser Zman. If it weren't the case, I would have thought that the Sar Mishtaleach that is not of the proper, it's less than 7 days old, it would work. But that doesn't work because the goral can only work if both animals could be Lashem, because otherwise there's no goral here. So Rav Yosef, Hamani Chanana Mitzri, he must be Chanana Mitzri. Tanya Chanana Mitzri Omer, Afilu Dam Bakos, Mevicha Verob Mazaveglo. Chanana Mitzri says that even if you already had the Dam of the Sair Lashem in the Kos ready to go, and the Sar Mishtaleach died, you bring another Sar Mishtaleach and a Mezaveg to him. Okay? Now, Eima Deshavet Le'Chanan Mitzri Deleit Le'Dechuyin. So, Chanan Mitzri says there is no such thing as being Dechuy. Even the Kos is not Dochet. Deleit Le'Hagrala Mishavet Le'. But he certainly says you need a Hagrala, and the Hagrala has to include animals that each one of them could be brought Lashem, and therefore can't be Mechuser Zman. So, the mighty Magril. So maybe you bring another one and do hagrala, and then include it. Elam Rav Yosef Hamani Rav Shimon. He must be Rav Shimon. Tanya Meitachan Mian Mevicha Rav Shalom Bagrala. Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that if one of them dies, you just bring another one without hagrala. You did the goral once, and that's enough. And now you bring another one to substitute for it, and so therefore you don't need it. He said, no, it's possible that what happened is you did the proper goral with two sirim that were of age. And then you had the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach became a Balmum. And then you were Mechalid on another one that was only 6 days old. And therefore I would have thought that would be okay. Therefore I need Lashem to tell me that Mechusar's money even applies to that. Manatev and apostle by Muma, but wait a second, who says that a Sarimish Talech Bal Muma is a problem? Tanu Mishelo, Titnumehem, in the parsha of Bal Muma, it says you can't put it on the fire. Elu Achalavim, that means the fats can't go up. Ain li Ela Kulam, Iksatan Minayin Tamalomar Mehem. That even if some of, even part can't go on, even a Kazayit can't go on, if it's a Bal Muma. And Mizbeach is Uzrikat Tamim and Lashem, they're both Sa'ir Mishtaleach. So you see that Sa'ir Mishtaleach, there's the source, that Sa'ir Mishtaleach also can't be a Balmum. Itzarech Lemichta Balmum, Itzarech Lemichta Bechusar Zman. Now why does the Torah have to tell us that a Sa'ir Mishtaleach can't be a Balmum and can't be Bechusar Zman? Just tell us one, and we'll know that it carries all the contours of a Korban Lashem. The answer is Dikad Rachman Mechusar Zman, Mishum Delamati Zimne. If it only said the Mechusar Zman, then I would think Sarmish Taleach is no good because it didn't yet get to its time. Balmum de Matizine, Balmum was old enough, Emalo, because it's going outside. If it said Balmum, it's because it's physically unfit. Mechusar Zman de Lomais, Emalo, but a Mechusar Zman is fit, just didn't reach its time. Therefore, I would think that it is acceptable. Therefore, I need both Psukim. Rava says now it goes back to give us another possible way that the seer could be in. Let's say that there was a guy who had somebody sick in his house, which means he had somebody who was sick really b'sakana, and the doctor said he needs to have fresh meat, and he shechted a goat that was the mother of the Sa'ir Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur. So there you have another case of Mechusar Zman, but it was Mechusar Zman only really after you did the goral. In other words, you did the goral, and then it turned out that this guy shechted a goat that happened to be the mother of the same goat that had already been identified as Sa'ir Mishtaleach, and that's how it would be a Mechusar Zman, but it's a different kind of Mechusar Zman. Not Mechusar Zman because not old enough, but because it can't be brought today because of a Tov Epino. Chiyagavna miyasir, lo tishchatu amarachmanu, halav shchitahi. But since when is that asur? After all, the prohibition is to shecht two animals, a mother and child, on the same day. But throwing the animal over the cliff is not shechita. The answer is Amar Rava, dechiyato latzuk zui shechitato. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a saying, which is that throwing it over the rock, over the cliff, which we'll get into later in the parak, is the shechita. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up now with the in the next podcast with the going back to the Mishnah and analyzing the point that I brought up, which is when you have one of them die and you bring the other pair to do the hagralah, so you have the which one of the two good ones, meaning if you have Lashem died, so you bring another pair, whichever is Lashem takes his place, but which Lazazel goes, the first one or the second one, Machloket Rav Rabbi Yochanan, which we'll see in the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.